Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller, with special guest, Brother Joe Cuthbertson.
See, feeding the Spirit of God is a constant thing. And anytime we stop feeding the Spirit, guess who's going to try to come in there and take up that spot?
That's good.
That old nature.
That's good.
He's relentless. He never gives up. You know, you think he, after you might have some good days, you say, well, hey, he's been defeated. He's still in existence.
That's right.
We have to be aware of that so we don't drop our guards to the point to where is that he say, well, hey, man, I got free reign. This quote-unquote Christian's lying.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's a no-no. That is a no-no. You know, their spiritual battle is not only with the mature, but for the babes in Christ also.
Mm-hmm.
You see, because if we get to the point of maturity, and we can never know everything, but when we get to the point that we're mature in the Lord and God's using us and we are lights in a dark and sinful world, then that baby in Christ is the one he's going to jump on. Why? Because he doesn't want him to grow up spiritually enough to where is it he has to contend with that person too.
Yeah.
He never gives up.
No.
Battles are fought all over the world. We have battles with teen pregnancy, drugs, theft. Over in the other foreign countries, they're fighting and they're killing people day and night. But you know what? There's one battle. But there's one battle that we're fighting that's greater than them all.
That's right.
And that's that spiritual battle in a Christian's life.
That's it.
I'm going to tell you, when we accept Christ by faith, the battle is on. It's on. And you know what? He's the type of individual that doesn't give up. He never gives up. And because this battle is so... And when you trust God in this battle we're in, the reason why that the enemy dislikes it so much, what he does, he comes at us full force.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, he's going to come at you a little bit here, a little bit there. Well, he's trying to stop you. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood.
That's right.
Principalities of power, rules of darkness, spirit of darkness in wicked places. He's coming at us at every angle that he possibly can, so that when we take it, say, okay, look, I'm going to do this for the Lord today, he's trying to stop you.
Yeah.
But you know what? We are more than conquerors.
Right. Yeah.
We got to believe that. We got to know this. We got to know our enemy. Know what his tactics are.
That's right.
That's why God says, hey, and I think in Ephesians 6th chapter, it says, put on the whole armor of God.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
And as it goes on down, it tells you the reason why we should go put on the whole armor, because he's going to use all these different areas of tactics to try to attack a child of God. I'm going to tell you, the battle's not over.
That's right.
Until Christ takes us out of here.
Mm-hmm.
The old nature's not going to stop raising his head until we leave this walk of life. But you know what? The job that God has assigned to our hand is very much doable. We have to realize who's the one we need to go to and that's in charge of these things. Who's going to fight our battles for us? I can't fight up against him. I think the angel disputed about the body of Moses. He said, I dare not bring accusations against him, but not I, but Christ do.
That's right.
It's Christ that does it.
Yeah.
You know, whenever we put self up in front, the enemy likes that. He's going to try me on his own today.
Yeah.
He's going to try to hit me head on. Let him come on.
Yeah.
And see, when you get puffed up and try to face him, you done dropped your guard.
That's right.
And see, the enemy knows exactly when to come in there. He knows how to try to disrupt things.
That's right.
Yeah, he does.
But you know what?
Yes, sir.
The main reason for this spiritual battle is to render, the main reason for the spiritual battle for him to render us ineffective for Christ.
Yes.
To render us ineffective for Christ. See, now we know these things, and what are we supposed to do about them? The old saying, G.I. Joe, knowing is half the battle.
Yeah.
But then see, we have to realize how to be conquerors in this battle.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's word is life.